Assiniboine Range Tour, Improving Grazing on Public Lands. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. What is it about grazing on public lands that creates such a political divide? Think about it this way. On the 4th of July, or while tailgating at football games, or going to a good restaurant, don't you enjoy the possibility of having a great burger or steak? I think everybody can agree to that, other than vegans. But you must realize that those delightful food items often come as a result of grazing on public lands. That said, it's a dusty trail across the Assiniboine Valley. It's cattle country, where public land grazing occurs, and since 2014 has seen a new working relationship between permittees and government land managers. This tour group includes cattlemen who run on the public allotments along with state and government range specialists. Since 2014, the group has collaborated on range improvements. Forest Service range specialist Bryce Jones likes what's happening.
I definitely think it was good and beneficial to be able to get everybody on the ground to see both the issues and some of the positives that have been done over the last few years and set some goals moving forward that are attainable and some accountability within the group.
For the past several years, permittees have had cow numbers and time on the allotments reduced, a trend they expect to see changed as collaboration solutions improve overall range health.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.